Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
Welcome to another episode. Today I'm going to be talking about a book that I read a long time ago, and I read it not for my business, but because I was struggling with finding some positivity around me. I try to be a positive person, but sometimes it's really hard when everybody else around you is negative. And where I was finding this was at the hospital, my coworkers. Everybody was just so negative all the time. And I tried to be that positive person. So this book really inspired me to keep doing that. And I wanted to help you guys do that as well. So if you're struggling, let's talk about this book, called The Energy Bus by Jordan Gordon. By John Gordon. It's a read that is very easy and it's engaging, and it won't take you long to read this book at all. But basically, he goes through a bunch of rules in this book. It's actually 10 rules, and each rule is a chapter, and it really will help you just, you know, it's fictional, but it's really something you could put into your daily practice. So the first rule is that you are the driver of your bus. And that means, like, if you want things to change in your life, guess what? You're the responsible one to do that. So the second one is desire, vision, and focus move your bus in the right direction. So this is mostly saying, like, we need to make sure our attention and energy shows up where it needs to go. So if you want your bus, your life, to go forward, don't stay stuck. Do something about it. The third one is fuel your ride with positive energy. Again, I told you I read this book when I was a nurse on the floor, and I had to keep the positivity because positive energy takes you where you want to go. And that's exactly what rule number three in this book is telling us. And if we can't always control those events in our life, you can always control what? Your reaction, right? You can always control your reaction or how you perceive it. So that's exactly what rule number three is to fuel your ride with positive energy. The fourth one is invite people on your bus and share the vision for the road ahead. So think about your bus, think about your life, and who do you want in your life with you? Positive people, right? So surround yourself with the people that you want to be like, or that you appreciate in your life as a positive person. So that leads us into number five, is don't waste your energy on those who don't get on your bus. I remember there was a time at work and somebody was like, didn't like me. They literally just didn't like me because they said I was happy all the time. Is that the truth? No, I'm not happy all the time. I wish I was, but you know, there's things to be happy about. And, you know, the fact that I'm here today, the fact that I have a life that I love and can constantly, you know, invite people to do the same with me, helps me invite the people on my bus to share that road ahead. And also to not waste energy on people that don't want to join me in being happy. So it's okay. If they don't want to be happy, they get to make their own choice, and it doesn't mean I have any control over that choice. Number six is no energy vampires allowed. So think about those people that are sucking the life out of you and how you can make it so that they aren't always sucking the life out of you. And this might be your boss. This might be another nurse. This might be a client of yours. Whatever they are, you might need to get rid of them. Number 7 is enthusiasm attracts more passengers and energizes them during the ride. So always share your positive energy with those around you. Eventually is what I found out. Eventually it rubs off on people. At first, it's not going to come across well. If you are in a negative environment where people are affecting other people and they don't want to change, it's very hard to change, especially if you're the new kid on the block. Think about the new nurse. If you're walking in as the new nurse and you're happy all the time and you're walking into a miserable environment, that doesn't always mean leave the environment, because if it's really a job you want to do, don't leave the environment, change the environment. And the way you can do that is start by being enthusiastic and being energized and being positive. I'm telling you, people will join the bus with you. And number 8 is love your passengers. So if it's as part of your team at work, let people know you care about them. If it's part of your team as a freelance writer, let your clients know you care about them. Let your other writers know you care about them. Show that you want the best for them and that you want them to shine in their job and their daily living. Be positive and recognize each other. Make time and always listen to them. And sometimes, like, think about a conversation, and this will help you just in life in general. If you're talking to somebody, be a better listener than you are a communicator where you're spilling out talk all the time. If you sit and listen to somebody and just keep asking the questions to them, I'm telling you, you're going to keep that person's attention and they're going to want to hang out with you more. Always focus the energy on someone else. The 9th one is drive with purpose. So think about your mission, vision in life, not just in business or your health writing business. Think about what you want in your life. Most of us want some purpose in life. Most of us want us to be positive in life. Most of us want just really good things in life. So think about, you know, keeping your energy bus moving with your purpose. Always keep that on the forefront in the sake of your bus, in the sake of your life. Try and think always to go back to your why and your purpose. And the 10th one is have fun and enjoy the ride, right? So the 1 is what they say, your positive energy and vision must be greater than anyone and everyone's negativity. Your certainty must be greater than everyone's doubt. So if you guys like that book, I suggest you pick it up. I'm going to put it in the show notes, and feel free to give me your feedback on it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll come back for more. Take care and have a great week. That's a wrap
for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.